Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And I have to tell you that I wake up some days and I think about my life and I think about hosting the Dr. Pat Show and now, you know, what we're doing with the Transformation Network. And I kind of reflect back over the past 7 years that we've been doing this. And what I got to was a place of appreciation, and today's show is really all about that. I got to a place of appreciation, and the place that I got to, and all of you have so contributed to this, I got to this place where I realized that we're really onto something. And what we are onto right now is we are onto being able to share information about everything from sex to spirituality that has to do with people finding out the truth about things. And someone called into the show the other day and said this to me, said, you know, if I didn't hear this thing about, you know, Topperson, my life wouldn't have changed. If I didn't hear this thing about, you know, a new alternative for pet food, my life would not have changed. Well, today you're going to hear some things that will invite you to change your life in a way that you've not heard before. And the reason I say that is because I said to my guest before he just came on the show, and I want to tell you, Dr. Vijay Vaad, the book that he wrote is Stop Pain, Inflammation Relief for an Active Life. I said to him before he came on the show, I said, you know what, I'm in your book. And I shared with him where I am in the book. But there are millions of people that are in this book, millions of people just from this country alone. So he's joining me here today because, guess what? He is onto something. Dr. Vijay Vaad is a sports medicine specialist at the Hospital for Special Surgery and assistant professor at Weill Medical College of Cornell University. He is the author of, and this is really something, I want to just say, Back RX and Arthritis RX, meaning prescription, and we'll talk about that. And I can't wait to talk with him about what he's discovered along the way. He had created the VAD Foundation and dedicated to two causes, medical research into back pain and arthritis. And today we're taking on the conversation of inflammation. Why? Because you're going to hear in this show what's going on in this country in terms of inflammation, how it's showing up, what the diagnoses are for it, what's correct and what's not. More importantly, this is a show about solutions, and you're going to hear things today that will change your life. Because if you are one of millions and millions of people, you know what it's like to have pain, and you know what it's like not to get relief. And so today's show is a show I have been so waiting to have, because this show will change your life. Dr. Vaad, thank you for joining the show today. I'm so glad you wrote this book. Thank you for being here.
My pleasure, Dr. Pat. Thanks for having me.
I want to start by asking you a simple question, which is a question I ask everyone, you know, before we talk about the book and your work. You have, in this book and certainly in the other books that you've written, you've really taken on what some people would call some controversial or unconventional perspectives. And as a doctor, and I wanted to ask you all along the way in this journey, what are some of the challenges, what are some of the obstacles you've had to overcome to be at this place of truth with yourself?
Well, that's a very, very, that's a loaded question. And it is, you know, it's absolutely true that the medical profession sometimes, you know, you kind of think inside the box. This is your training. You're taught to take the prescription pad out and write something on it. And I think you have to sort of think outside the box to be a real, really good doctor. You have to be open-minded because, you know, I have been approached by so many integrative is the word I like to use. I mean, they're not alternative. We want to integrate them in standard medical care. I've been approached by so many integrative practitioners. I listen to all of them and see what they have to say, and I evaluate it because you can learn something from all of them and you can incorporate some of their wisdom into your everyday practice. And that was an important lesson that I learned, and really starts out with your upbringing. You know, that's what, you know, I grew up in a joint family, and my grandfather growing up said to me, you know, be open-minded and listen to people. And I think that's where it should start as a whether you're a physician or an integrative practitioner or a patient.
And this is really part of the conversation today, and I'm so glad you referred to those folks out there that are a little bit, as most people would say, out of the box as integrative, because I love that. I really myself moved away from the term alternative because I didn't quite understand that. And I'm so glad you really approach them and listen to them. One of the things I noticed that you dedicated this book to your son. And I read this book, and I read a bit about this, and it brings tears to my eyes because I too am someone that understands what it means to smile through the pain. And I would love for you to share why this book and this dedication was not only life changing for you, but life changing for your son.
Well, when I started sort of writing this book at the beginnings of it, little did I know that I was going to have to experience this so much from a personal perspective. You know, here he was a newborn baby, and by the age of 3 months, he was rejecting milk, and it was clear that there was something was not right. And it turned out he was just in severe pain. He had gastric reflux. And so to experience this firsthand, not just in patients professionally, but to come to your household and have your little child experienced this from a young age, it gave me a new perspective, and it gave me sort of a more humble approach on writing this book because, I lived through it indirectly, and it taught me a lot.
Mm. And, the courage that we see in young person's eyes is, it's actually staggering when we see it. It brings tears to my eyes, actually, to think about this. How does a young child, sit down and explain pain except that I want my mommy, in a sense? And it really brings us to the conversation about what pain is and what it isn't. And you start this book out by coming right out of the gate and explaining this. So I think this is a good place for us to talk about what pain is.
Well, pain is basically not all pain is not bad, by the way. If you put your hand on a hot stove, you want to know that there's something really wrong. And the signals are sent literally in what I call microseconds. And that acute pain, you sprain an ankle, pain is good because you don't do things that can injure it more. But what happens after a certain amount of time, inflammation and pain, an acute injury, for the first few days, you'll have significant inflammation. Inflammation is all these repair factors, the white blood cells, all these factors coming in to repair the injury. But sometimes your body is not able to turn it off. It should turn off, but in some instances, it doesn't turn off. So there's this lingering inflammation and lingering chronic pain that can take place, and that's when it becomes a big problem.
Mm. And, for a lot of people, and I actually did a show not too long ago talking about the number of people and the rise of people with chronic pain. So let's talk about chronic pain for a little bit, because you're right, there is some pain where, and believe me, I've kind of been through the realm of this, being an athlete for most of my early years, and everything from tearing cartilages to rotator cuffs, and you would know a lot about this in your field, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so you get those pains, and then they go away, but all of a sudden then, there's a pain that doesn't go away. And it kind of stays with you, and it can stay with people for a really long time, correct?
Absolutely. If you talk about arthritis and back pain, if you want to talk about those two entities alone, probably two-thirds of chronic pain sufferers have those two entities, and it just doesn't go away, and it has a huge impact on your life.
And this is really kind of the conversation that we're having around going to your doctor and being able to say, wait a minute, there's something wrong with me. And then you go through a series of exercises and tests. And I want to ask you the question, what have we learned that we could share with people when they have this kind of pain and they go to their doctors? Are there some specific questions that you can recommend that people ask? because we're not really good at asking questions, especially, at least I wasn't in my journey to my doctor. I wasn't very good up front because we trust so much, I think.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think the medical profession, I think trust is very important, obviously, in your doctor. You know?
Yes.
I mean, actually, New England Journal did a study that showed that people who doctor shop, who go from doctor to doctor to doctor, actually get care that's less quality than those that stick with one doctor. You know, having said that, if you have faith in your doctor, let's say you got this doctor word of mouth from your family, friends, or your general internist or something, and you like him, you like his bedside manner, you trust him, but after a certain amount of time, if it doesn't make intuitive sense to you as the patient, you know, there's something is probably being missed. I mean, you know, your case, Lyme disease, the guy that I founded this business, MD System Topical Cream with, Richard LaMotta, he suffered from Lyme disease, went undiagnosed for 2 to 3 years because he was having non-specific different joint pains, and they labeled him as fibromyalgia and kept giving him more and more medications. And he said, something just doesn't feel right, you know, because this just doesn't make any sense that more and more joints are being involved as time goes on. And so, you know, he got a second opinion, and sure enough, they discovered Lyme's disease. It was treated properly, and he went on to obviously have other issues from the Lyme's, like worn-out discs and worn-out knee joints, But if it intuitively doesn't seem right, then your doctor's missing something.
And this is really why we're doing today's show. I have to tell everybody out there, just in case you're tuning in late, you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And we want to thank all of our friends at Hay House for sending Dr. Vijay Vaad our way. The book is Stop Pain, Inflammation Relief for an Active Life. And when we come back from break, we're actually going to continue this conversation about finding the source of pain. You know, what does that mean to be misdiagnosed? You know, how can you learn about these misdiagnoses? And it's all in the book. But what can you do about it after you do? We have got so much to talk about during this show. We have 5 tips for overcoming chronic pain. And also, what is important for all of the people out there that are pain sufferers to know, how can you take control of your health, your life, your well-being, and step out into the world and become that person that now has an active, vital life? For more information about the Dr. Pat Show, certainly you can go to drpatlive.com. This book is available on Amazon everywhere. You can go to hayhouse.com for more information as well. And we are going to be giving copies of the book away. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the show.
Do you suffer from insomnia, body aches, fatigue, brain fog, digestive problems, weight gain, or anxiety? You may be dealing with unmanaged stress. The Stress Detective looks for the hidden messages within your stress and partners with you to create a wellness program to dismantle stress from the inside out. Learn to manage your stress, and you can stop illness in its tracks. Call Susan Tyler at 888-629-4949 or visit stressdetective.net.
Are you tired or struggling to get to where you want to be in your life? Want some help getting to that next level? Hi, I'm Dr. Melody Ivory, personal growth expert and passionate champion of your complete success. I'm excited to give you powerful books, teas, and coaching to help you easily transform your life from the inside out. Now is the time to make your life sing. Visit MelodyIvory.com for free articles, poetry, and affirmations. That's MelodyIvory.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the show. I also want to mention that for those of you that would like to receive a copy of the book, we actually have 5 copies to give away. And you don't have to come on air, but you do have to give us a call, and Mikey will get some information from you. 866-472-5788. That is our toll-free number right here, 866-472-5788. The book is Stop Pain, Inflammation Relief for an Active Life, but it's more than a book. And thanks to Dr. Vijay Vaad, I want to tell you, it is really a path to freedom for so many people. People that have thought they've been out of their minds, intuitively thinking that something's going on, multiple diagnosis with no pain relief. And I want to thank you, Dr. Vaad, for joining us here today. This is a fabulous book, and I'm going to try to get through quite a bit of it. But I think it's really good to go back to what you said earlier about finding the source of pain, because you do talk about the importance of a good exam, but you also talk about misdiagnosis. Tell us what you've discovered.
You know, I see this sort of every week in my practice. You know, people with everything from either missed underlying Lyme's or missed underlying pinched nerve in the neck or something like that, and they're kind of given this, you know, sort of basket term diagnosis of fibromyalgia. Now, don't get me wrong, fibromyalgia exists, but it exists, I believe, so much less than what we make it out to be, because if a lot of guys, you know, a lot of doctors can't figure it out with a cursory exam, they say, oh, this is fibromyalgia. So, you know, you have to be careful, because if you can find where the pain generator is, you could actually, you know, solve the issue instead of just giving you standard fibromyalgia medication. I mean, some people may really have fibromyalgia, but
yes,
for every 10 people that I see a week with underlying fibromyalgia diagnosis, 7 of them don't have it.
And what's really interesting about what you're saying, and I'll just share this little tidbit before we continue, it used to be the rheumatoid arthritis bucket. That used to be pretty popular in the 90s, I would say, right? Where, you know, if somebody had something that couldn't fit in some other place, rheumatoid arthritis was perfect. That was a perfect place to put it. What's really interesting about this conversation is that when you go to states in this country that don't really fit, let's just say, the Lyme paradigm, and this is a misconception. For example, the state of Washington. If you talk to the CDC about Lyme in Washington, they'll tell you it doesn't exist there. And the only way for you to get any attention with that is to say you've moved from New Jersey or Connecticut, which is kind of interesting. And so the reason I'm bringing that up is because what have you learned about the people that finally do come to you? What was their breaking point? What was the point where they said, wait a minute, this steroid, this thing that I'm on, this IV treatment, these medical bills, I'm not getting any better. What was it that has them, you know, come out and really seek another answer?
You know, I mean, I'm fortunate in where I practice.
Okay.
In the sense, you know, Hospital for Special Surgery, where I practice, is really sort of a worldwide referral center for unique, complicated musculoskeletal problems. And so that alone, you know, sort of, you know, so I get a lot of these referrals from around the world for complicated issues. Can't solve this, can't solve that. Can you take a look? And so it also gives me an opportunity to look at a lot of complicated cases of pain referral patterns. And you know, if you don't see enough of these, then sometimes your ability to pick it up may not, you know, this type of stuff keeps you sharp. But, you know, I see people with missed Lyme's all the time. They say, oh, cursory Lyme's test was negative. My doctor said it's negative, and they moved on and started having more and more issues. And I say, well, wait a second, you know, we need to go back to this Lyme's, because the problem with Lyme's testing is oftentimes it can be negative. And it still doesn't mean that you don't have underlying Lyme.
Yeah. Isn't it a 31-year-old test as well? I mean, you know, the test itself, let's call it the approved test, is like 31 years old.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's true. That's true. And so, you know, I think that, you know, diagnosing Lyme, you know, I always do the more specific tests, and and I use a lot of Lyme specialists. If I suspect, you know, I don't want to over-focus here on Lyme, but, you know,
right,
it is underdiagnosed and it's missed a lot of times. And so, you know, it's, I think that's what happens. And,
but it's a really good example, isn't it, of what we're talking about, getting to the source of things. Because whether it's Lyme or something else, you know, your point in the book is really well taken. You know, we really do have to get to the source. But sometimes, it's not that easy to do. I mean, sometimes there are layers of things. So what is your advice for people, you know, that are looking at this? You know, what is the best place for them to start, so to speak?
Right. Well, I think that's a very good question. You know, the more information, the more good information you have as a public, you know, person, the better you are. I mean, the Internet, you know, is unfortunately is sort of a hit and miss.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there for every one good resource, you'll probably have, you know, three bad resources.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so I think, you know, you have to try to go to as credible sources as possible. And so, you know, that's tough. I mean, I think the WebMD, for the most part, is a good source of information in healthcare. And I think, you know, I think the other thing is that you have to try to read books from what you think are credible sources of information, if possible. But at the same rate, you know, you, as a patient, you don't go to the doctor to make decisions and diagnosis. You know, it's not like saying, I'm going to McDonald's and I want a hamburger and Diet Coke, you know?
Right.
It's like, listen, I have a problem here. Can you help me solve this?
Right.
And, you know, so I think that if you're just not getting better under a doctor's care, I mean, I hate to say get more and more opinions, but I think you have to get an opinion, you know, a second opinion. I mean, one of the easiest things to do in healthcare is a second opinion.
Mm. Yeah,
and by the way,
here's the thing that I love about what you've written. You've really broken this down to give people a bigger picture to look at. This is what I love about this book. I love a lot of things about it, you know, Dr. Fahd. But what you're saying is, look, this is a multidimensional conversation, and a lot of the accountability does fall back on us. And what you've been able to do in this book is kind of give us a template or a blueprint, if you will, about how to go about this to find alternatives.
Right.
I mean, even the conversation that you have about depression and pain is worth talking about right now, because people that are in chronic pain are not feeling really good about their lives.
And listen, I'm the first one to admit, you know, when I started out in practice, you know, almost a decade ago, I was not as good at picking up underlying depression in chronic back pain sufferers. And it's a learning curve. And over time, you realize that there are some of these people with chronic back pain, they're just not getting better no matter what you're throwing at them, you know, treatment-wise.
Right.
And because you're missing possibly an underlying depression component, and that makes it very tough to heal somebody with chronic back pain if you're not treating both the depression component and the pain component, because they're intricately linked. You know, they're cousins. They share the same pathway in the brain. Sometimes antidepressants we even use for chronic pain.
And this is really kind of now, you know, as we look at this, you've discovered so many things and so many things that are working and helping people. And, you know, that's the conversation I think we're having today about the book. You know, there's so much in here, but yet you've done it in a way that actually gives us some steps. What is the relationship between, and I just want to say, let me just say pain and diet, because we're learning so much, and you cover this in the book. But we're still quite not there. I mean, the whole conversation about gluten now and gluten-free and what's happening with that is an opening, but the majority of people really don't understand the diet relationship.
Right. Yeah, I mean, look, to me, you know, we could talk about inflammation, honestly, the next five shows. It is such a huge topic. And well, you say, well, what does that have anything to do with diet? Well, you know, and I'm just going to give a simple example. 100 years ago, for every 2 inflammatory fatty acids, we consume 1 anti-inflammatory fatty acid. In 2010, for every 20 inflammatory fatty acids, we're only consuming 1 anti-inflammatory fatty acid. Our diet is deficient in anti-inflammatory fatty acids and anti-inflammatory foods. And we need to really be aware. You know, I mean, people just aren't eating enough fresh fruits and vegetables. They're eating too much processed food with too much sugar and too much fat, and that causes a lot of inflammation. In general, the more the inflammation, the more the pain. And, you know, you could link inflammation now to cancer, heart disease, arthritis/pain, diabetes, and on, all these lifestyle things. So to me, inflammation is huge.
And, you know, what is it that you have discovered? And this is the thing I want to ask you. I mean, I think that all of us have a bunch of, we've all had a bunch of ahas along the way, so to speak. But what is the truth in terms of some of the things we put in our diets that you absolutely say, you know what, get off that now?
Well, you know, I'm not a, you know, I'm more of an advisor. I don't like to be this dictatorial thing as a doctor saying.
Okay, then I'll change my question. What's some of the? I know that you are. I really understand that. And honestly, I don't believe one size fits all either. I guess the question is, when we take a look at the American diet, there are some things that are being consumed at an abnormal rate, and there are some folks that actually say, "Look, if you're going to have to change something, stop eating this." Or Yeah. I think you should stop doing this. I'm just curious about what you discovered for yourself and your son as well.
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, with my son, even if you show him a bottle of milk right now, he'll run away. So you could never convince him to drink milk.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we substitute that. He'll eat cheese, you know, which is he's trying to get his calcium in with the cheese. So, you know, it's that battle is not even worth fighting for me. But, you know, I mean, when it comes to either, you know, my lifestyle choices for food or, and I try to practice what I preach, or people's choices for food, I say, you know, you don't have to eliminate. I mean, you can go out once a week and have a nice, thick, juicy steak, but don't eat it every single day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I try to have blueberries every morning for breakfast, you know. I mean, that's just my thing, I mean, because I'm a big believer that they have huge positive value, you know, between the flavonoids and antioxidants and anti-inflammatory, and so try to maximize the good stuff and minimize the bad stuff as much as you can. But it doesn't mean you can't splurge every once in a while.
I totally agree with you. I like to do a little bit of that myself. Every once in a while, I get a little porterhouse steak and make sure it's good. But I just shop for it in different places now. We're going to take a short break. Dr. Vijay Vaid joining us here. The book is Stop Pain, Inflammation Relief for an Active Life. When we come back, we're going to talk about an active life. We're going to talk about something that, for a lot of people, you know, actually presents a little paradox. How is it when you're in so much pain? How do you actually get out there and move your body? What can we learn? What has Dr. Vaid learned and is sharing in his book? Well, we're going to talk about that and much more, and why movement is so seriously important. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. My very special guest joining me here today, Dr. Vijay Vaid.
I tried to swim against, put me down on my knees.
How would you like increased health and vitality? Would you like relief from acute or chronic health issues? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? Would you like relief from allergy, weight, and digestive issues? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural technique. Whether you seek relief from health issues or desire to live at your optimum health and vitality, contact reflex analysis is a profound method which detects imbalances at a subclinical level, restoring health issues before they arise while increasing vitality and longevity. Discover CRA.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Every day we're moving toward wellness or away from wellness. I'd like to be your partner in achieving your optimal health and well-being. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Reach your full potential and increase energy with the superfood of the Inca, Maca Magic. Maca naturally balances hormones, relieves symptoms of PMS, menopause, and erectile dysfunction. Maca increases energy, stamina, and endurance without caffeine. Visit macaroot.com. That's macaroot.com. Call 541-846-6222. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Living your life to the max means that you can have everything you want. Empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson can show you where you're headed and teach you how to change your future. Linda will share with you the messages of those who have passed before you. For a private session, visit InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096. Listen to Linda Dickinson on The Dr. Pat Show. Call in and hear how you can be the producer, director, and lead in your life. Today is the day to start living your life to the max.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. For more information about us, you can certainly go to drpatlive.com. And you're going to find that we have a link on there to this book, Stop Pain, and to my very special guest's page in Hay House, Dr. Vijay Vaad. And this is really, it's a book that will lay this out for you in a way that you're going to understand it. It's a book that, as Dr. Vaad has said, you know, suggests and gives you advice. And here's the deal. You get to make the decisions. That's what I love about this. But one of the things I discovered about this book that was very different from a lot of books that I have read on this topic is what we're about to talk about now. And that's the part of the book where he talks about exercise. Because for anybody out there that has ever had any kind of chronic pain, when somebody says the word exercise, it's almost as if they're saying exorcism, because it feels the same. When you talk with someone about pain to exercise, it's as if they can feel the pain before you begin. But Dr. Vijay has something important to share about it, and something that most of the people out there that are suffering from chronic pain should know about. Dr. Vaad, thank you for joining us here today. I have found the way that you have written about exercise and what you believe about exercise is breakthrough in itself. And I wanted to ask you, let's talk about what you've discovered along the way in terms of people that are in chronic pain exercising. And you've really studied some people with some horrific pain.
Yeah, I mean, I'll give you sort of a quick background on exercise.
Okay.
You know, my aunt, when she was in India and she delivered my cousin, she had a big disc herniation in her back, and the doctor wanted to have this big surgery done. And she went to a yoga practitioner who said, you start doing these exercises and you'll do well, you know. And she started doing them, and lo and behold, over 6 months, she started feeling just absolutely phenomenal. And, you know, out of that was born sort of the concept of BackRx, which is really my first book. And it was sort of medical yoga and Pilates-based exercise programs. And we actually did a clinical trial, which, to my astonishment, showed phenomenal results. But I learned a lot during that clinical trial. The first 2 to 3 weeks when I started people on this exercise regimen, they started calling with extra pain. You know, they're like, are you sure this is the right thing to do? And so it was a big learning experience for me that, you know, first 2 to 3 weeks, people in chronic pain are going to be worse off starting some exercise program. Now, severe increase in pain, you're probably doing the wrong type of exercise.
Okay.
But some increase in discomfort, first 2 or 3 weeks, is a totally normal thing. In the long run, exercise has such a tremendous benefit. The BackRx clinical trial, the results were so stunningly amazing at getting people off of narcotics and sort of mobility back, that I'm convinced, and that data, by the way, every year there's more and more evidence that exercise therapies for back pain, they have a positive impact. And I think they have a positive impact because they desensitize you from pain.
You know, this is really, for me, an interesting conversation, because I want to share something with you, because we need to talk about this a bit more. I have a friend that just went through a whole series of tests and diagnosis about her body, and asked the doctor about exercise, should I be moving? And I was shocked to find out that, you know, the answer was, you know what, the whole moving and exercise thing isn't really going to help. And I was shocked by it, but I didn't really know what to say about it. From a physical point of view, Dr. Vaad, what does exercising do? And I think the point that you made is really interesting, because if you've been sort of immobile for a couple of years or even less than that, and then you go to the gym, there's kind of this mixed pain that happens. There's the pain from the inflammation, right?
Yeah.
But honestly, then there's the pain from just using your muscles, right?
Absolutely. You know, your body's not used to these movements, so, you know, you're going to have some sore muscles for a few weeks even, and till your body gets used to it.
So why would a physician, I mean, you know, come to the conclusion that moving one's body or exercising is not going to help? I mean, don't you see, for me, don't you think that this is really sort of, you know, this paradox that we have, and I'm not just talking about MDs versus other. I'm really just talking about the education we need to have here around movement.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the data on exercise is, I mean, we know how exercise works. We know that it increases the endorphins in your brain, thus minimizing pain. We know that it increases your REM sleep, the REM sleep, which not only minimizes pain but also helps with reducing depression. We know that exercise makes you more insulin sensitive, meaning the amount of insulin that's circulating in your body, your cells recognize it, so you don't keep pumping more insulin and gain weight. So that's one of the big benefits of exercise, especially in diabetics, not to mention all the other stuff. So, I mean, I think mm-hmm. the clinical evidence for exercise is so overwhelming now. I mean, you know, that, to me, one of the cheapest, best medications for general health or even to manage pain or diabetes is walk 30 minutes daily. It's the best medication.
So what we're talking to people about is getting started. Let's talk a little bit about what you suggest, what you've seen really works. For somebody that has not really done much movement except, you know, going from my house to my car or maybe to the grocery store, you know, where do you think they should start? And where do you see most of the, you know, missteps from people that do decide to, okay, now I'm going to get out there and I'm going to move?
Well, I mean, for example, you know, I mean, if you have spinal stenosis, which is a probably relatively common condition in people who are, you know, 60 plus. And if you ask a spinal stenosis patient to walk and they say, well, my pain is increasing, you say, just live with it. It's probably not a good recommendation because, you know, they need to be on a bicycle or something that won't make their stenosis worse. So I think proper exercise recommendations are very, very important.
So, you know, in the scheme of things, there are many things you've discovered along the way, and I want to talk about the conversation around herbs and supplements to fight inflammation. I really believe that this is one of the most interesting conversations to have, and yet I think we're at the tip of the iceberg, but we're really calling on some ancient remedies and asking to bring them forward. I'd love for you to share what you've discovered around herbs and supplements and how and if they're effective to fight inflammation.
You know, absolutely. I mean, we'll start out with the oldest, you know, which is
yes.
ginger. I mean, I remember when my grandfather growing up had an arthritic knee and he took ginger every day. I mean, you know, whether it was in his tea or freshly ground ginger. I said, "What's that about?" And he said, "Well, it's, you know, it's a natural anti-inflammatory." And lo and behold, you know, as time goes on, the research done now in 2000 and beyond shows that for knee arthritis, ginger had a phenomenal, significant positive impact for arthritic knee. And so I call it the original, oldest natural anti-inflammatory, you know. And obviously its cousin turmeric, similar type of thing. I mean, if you look at turmeric and why there is such a sort of a low incidence of Alzheimer's in India is because of, I'm a big believer, is because of the turmeric and the diet that keeps the inflammation low. And, you know, it really, a lot of things go back to inflammation. And
mm-hmm.
so there's a lot of data on these supplements. I mean, you know, but nobody's promoting it because nobody makes money selling ginger.
Right.
Versus
right.
Celebrex, you can make $5 billion a year.
Well, and really this is the key. And now what we're finding as well, we're finding, I think, really good supplements out there that have ginger and turmeric in them. I mean, for people that, you know, don't cook in the tradition you just referred to, there are now finally, I think, the kinds of supplements out there that can give people the what's the right word? I don't want to use the wrong word. The right amount. Because in some cases, some people need to have, you know, not a little sprinkle of turmeric, right? They need to have some significant, you know, amounts of that throughout the day. Am I off base on that?
I think you're on base with that, but at the same rate, you know, things like ginger taken above 500 milligrams can cause you problems. You know, it can
yeah.
really increase, it can increase blood pressure and things like that.
Mm.
So, you know, supplements are not necessarily harmless if you're taking in excessive amounts. You know, the other thing is vitamin D. I mean, you know, it's the biggest sort of vitamin deficiency in the Western world, especially
yes.
in the Northern Hemispheres.
Yep.
And so I encourage my patients to get vitamin D levels checked because it's great for depression and pain.
Yeah, and you know, if you live in Seattle like I do, like, and I'm looking out the door today, although we're supposed to actually get the sun to come out for the next 4 days, and this is our summer, by the way. You know, and it does present that. You know, the case, though, is to go get, as you said, go get the right test done. Because there's so much we don't know about vitamin D that we're learning. And, you know, for example, there's D3. And it's like, there's what? When I first heard that, I said, what? D3? And I said, well, isn't that vitamin D? And they said, no, that's different. So we really do have to ask the right questions. When we come back, I saved the best for last, so to speak. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of these other items. We're going to talk about medications. We're going to talk about, let's talk about resveratrol and much more. Isn't that a strange word? What the heck is it, and why is it important? Well, that's because I've got a great conversation going with this amazing book, Stop Pain, Inflammation Relief for an Active Life, from Dr. Vijay Vaad. We're going to take a short break on the Dr. Pat Show, and we've got lots more to talk about. We'll be right back.
Athletes, diabetics, moms, let me tell you about a new high-tech energy gel called Chocolate Number 9. Chocolate Number 9 is made with only organic agave and the finest dark roast Belgian cocos. Number 9 contains no refined sugar. Number 9 is a certified low glycemic index item, and best of all, Chocolate Number 9 simply tastes great. Find out more at chocolatenumber9.com or call 866-999-1909. That's 866-999-1909.
Are you tired of being overweight and nothing you try can get you to lose the weight and keep it off? What if there was a way to lose the weight that didn't involve dieting, buying other people's food, counting points, or having risky surgery? I'm Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis to share some successes from people just like you. Janine Crosby lost 89 pounds in 10 months. Brenda Eckel lost 75 pounds and went from a size 22 to a size 8. She is completely free from her insulin for diabetes. Becky Miller lost 65 pounds and went from a size 18 to a 6. Bill Birdsong lost 105 pounds and a total of 14 inches off his waist. His pant size went from a 50 to a 36. Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That number again is 888-311-7157.
You heard about it last year. You even thought about entering, but didn't. Now, life is giving you a second chance, announcing your second chance to change from the inside out with Dr. Pat's 2010 Holistic Makeover. So get on board. Winners will embark on a journey to make powerful change with the help and support of an entire team of coaches. Want to be a winner? Fill out the survey and tell your inspired story and how you plan to pay it forward. Go to drpatsmakeover.com. That's drpatsmakeover.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Like I said, if you want to get more information about us, you know, you can go to Dr. Pat Live. If you want more information about the book is available everywhere. Stop Pain, Inflammation Relief for an Active Life. Dr. Vijay Vaad joining me here today as the author of the book. We're talking about, we're trying to cover as much in the book as we possibly can, but clearly we're not getting to all of it. There's so much that he covers in terms of providing solutions for pain that you're going to have to read this yourself. Dr. Vaad, thank you so much for joining the show today.
Oh,
I kind
pleasure.
Of saved this last conversation about oral medication and topical medication and some of the less talked about herbal supplements for now. Somebody that's got pain, one of the first things we do is reach for a pill, potion, or lotion.
Right.
And I wanted to ask you what you've discovered about that.
Well, you know, I think in our country, you know, we kind of had our uneasy relationship with topicals. You know, I think in the European countries, topicals are much more accepted. You know, here it's been sort of, well, this is just another Ben-Gay, but yet there are many topicals out there that have some good clinical data. You know, there's a one called Celadrin, and there's the MD system, which is a topical that I actually developed for people with back pain, with very good clinical data. I mean, we had 70% people who had significant reduction in pain for that one day they used it compared to like a placebo. So I think there's a growing field of topicals for pain relief because you don't expose your whole body to it, because we've seen what anti-inflammatories could do. They could increase your blood pressure, cause you heart disease, or give you ulcers. And so I think finally we're starting a movement in this country for topicals for pain relief.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, you just scratched the surface. If you ever hear some of those commercials on television about, I can't remember exactly, I think it's for rheumatoid arthritis, and they kind of give you the, they come out and they have the commercial and they have the people all active, and then, you know, they tell you this is what you can have, and then they spend about 30 seconds telling you, reading all the disclaimers. I mean, you've seen it, you know what I'm talking about, right? And we haven't even
touched the surface. The Celebrex commercial is more than 50% disclaimers.
It is. It is. And they say it so fast you don't even think about it. But honestly, and especially in my personal journey, when you're in so much pain and you don't know another route to take, that's the pill that you're going to take. Because for whatever reason, however temporary it may be, it's going to stop something. But at the same time, it's probably stopping your heart, your liver,
right,
and other things. And I think that's what we're learning, aren't we?
Yeah, I mean, look, I was just talking to a patient who I saw right before this interview who came in with a painful knee, and I said, what are you taking? She said, I'm taking 6 extra strength Tylenol a day, and we're having a – she goes, probably that stuff is not good for you. I said, you know, it's a well-known household brand. I said, but the Tylenol dosage has gone down and down with every year because we realized that the old recommendation was too liver toxic. So, I mean, I really keep it to 2,000 and below and for a short period of time.
Well, you know, that's not even talking about what's happening with all the recalls that are happening out there,
right.
You know, on some of these items. But then, you know, we're talking about Tylenol versus ibuprofen, and now we're finding out about sort of, you know, the, and I guess it's Advil Aleve, and, you know, I'm not the doctor, but the point is that we're now finding out that there are some other things that are happening with some of these, you know, relief pills that we take at least once, twice a day. So aren't we trying to say to people, look, some of the solutions that you've put in this book are going to help so that you don't have to do those things. You don't have to take that pill.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's what Stop Pain is all about. The whole book I wrote is because I wanted to give the public options with some data and some proof to minimize their dependence on prescription medications and narcotics in specific. And so I really did a whole search of multiple supplements and you know, tried to stick to the ones with decent data. I mean, you know, and including, you know, things like fish oil, which are very good not just for arthritis, but there's more and more data about it for things like heart disease and so on and so forth. And so there are lots of things we could do to not just manage our chronic pain, but keep our body healthy.
I think that's really what we're talking with as well, because, you know, what I got from reading your book is that you approach this from a whole system point of view. You know, if I've got pain in my elbow, it's not necessarily the elbow that we're going to work on. There's something that has to do with systemic approach. And isn't that really what you're suggesting here? And sometimes we don't get that. I mean, sometimes we get, well, wait a minute, you've got something going on in your elbow or your knee or this or that. But you really think, you're really looking at this in a holistic way, if I could say it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I call it gestalt, if you want to call it holistic.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I mean, you have to look at, obviously, you know, a person comes to me with a painful knee or back. You know, I go through the whole thing as a new patient, starting out with taking their blood pressure when they walk in. I ask them about their general health, because we're here to do more than just take care of your knee or your back. We're here to make sure that you maximize the quality of your life to the longest extent possible.
One of the things that you do in this book is, and I was really kind of shocked to see some of the answers to these questions. Later on in the book, you talk about everything you wanted to know about pain, whether it's a myth or whether it's the truth. And there are certain things we've come to know about pain as being true, And honestly, sometimes it is and sometimes it's not. For example, you know, everyone says, and my grandmother would say this, right? Every time it starts to rain, my back hurts, my knee hurts, my wrist hurts, my hand hurts, I can't make the meatballs today because it's raining. And I live in Seattle, by the way. And
right.
So, you know, what is the truth about some of these things that, you know, we've kind of learned and grown up with?
Yeah, you know, that whole thing that, you know, I have arthritic joint and I can tell the rain is coming, it's not a myth. It's the real deal. I mean.
Oh, no, yeah.
Because people with arthritic joints, you know, when the atmospheric pressure drops, which it probably does in Seattle every single day before it rains, you know, your joints, arthritic joints don't like that. And they'll let you know that, that the rain is coming. And so I think it's a real thing. I don't think it's sort of an urban legend, if you will.
Exactly. Well, you know, this has been a great, great conversation, and I want to thank you for joining me here today and for writing the book. And I wanted to take a minute to ask you to share your personal message. What do you want our listeners to know? What would you like them to hear? What do you personally want to say to people listening to this show?
Well, there are over 50 million chronic pain sufferers in our country, and the numbers are rising every day. And I think that there are many self-help things you can do if you are willing to be an active partner. And that means a little bit of exercise, proper diet, supplements, things of that nature. It could have a profound impact on minimizing your pain, restoring your quality of life, and last but not the least, minimizing your dependence on narcotics and medical procedures.
Well, thank you so much for joining us here today. Thank you for writing this book, and thank you for opening a lot of doors for people that wouldn't necessarily be open. It's been an incredible conversation with you, and I really want to thank you and appreciate all that you're doing and all that you're about to help people remove this chronic pain lifestyle that some people have had for decades. Thank you so much for joining us here today, Dr. Vaad.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. Thanks for having me on your show.
Well, this is for everybody out there. The book is called Stop Pain, Inflammation Relief for an Active Life. The author is Dr. Vijay Vaad. He's been my very special guest today. Thanks to our friends at Hay House for sending him our way. This book is available, just so you know, it's available just about everywhere, so I want to make sure that you all know that. But if you want to find out more detail about the book, about Dr. Vaad, you can go to hayhouse.com. We have been in great partnership with them since the early, early years of the Dr. Pat Show, and they just keep getting better. And thanks to them for bringing us Dr. Vijay Vaad, and thanks to him for giving us a solution and a multiple layer solution so that those of us, those of you that are out there right now, that living in pain, that find it difficult to even get up sometimes from your chair, can find a way to get relief for good. That's what's exciting about this. And the bottom line to all of this is the ball is in our court. Thanks for tuning us in and turning us on. I'm your host, Dr. Pat, and we've got so much planned for you on the Dr. Pat Show and much more. Visit our website, drpatlive.com or thedrpatshow.com, and remember, live life full out. It's your birthright. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to The Dr. Pat Show, radio to thrive by. To contact Dr. Pat, visit thedrpatshow.com. Tune in next Thursday for another dynamic hour of The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile.